Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the washing machine. The washing machine. Now, when you think of all the appliances in your home, probably the most underrated is the washing machine. We look in the refrigerator every day. Some operate their dishwashers on a daily basis, and it's usually once a week or so when people go and visit the washing machine or the washroom. Well, but that's the most significant area because we all want our clothes to stay clean. And by the same token, my friends and neighbors, God has a system of constantly washing us. Isn't it great to know, my friends and neighbors, that we can stay spiritually clean just like we can in every other area of our lives? Remember, Isaiah 1 and 16 encourages us to wash ourselves and to make ourselves clean. Then we discover in Psalms 51 and 2, David asked the Lord to wash him thoroughly from his iniquity and to cleanse him from his sin. Then we see washing in John, 1 John 1 and 7, where the Bible tells us that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we've got fellowship with one of another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has a spiritual washing machine. WASH is going to be our four-letter acronym that outlines the four things that'll help us feel and operate cleanly every single day. Obviously, we only wash clothes maybe once a week, sometimes two or three times, but in this formula, we can do this every day. That W in our WASH acronym reminds us that nothing cleans quite like the Word. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Word of God cleanses. It's our washer. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalms 119 and 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the Word. Yes, my friends, and we discover in John 15 and 3 that we are clean through the Word which God has spoken to us. Don't you recognize, my friends, that the Word cleanses? See, the Word is like the detergent in the machine. You see, you can put the clothes in the machine, you can start it up, you can have the water running and all that kind of stuff, but if there is no detergent, your clothes won't get clean. They will get wet and eventually they'll get dry, but they will not get clean. By the same token, my friends, when we're wanting a clean life, when we're wanting a squeaky clean life, the Word of God is the key. Some of us admire others who live in impeccable manners, and they do so because they have the Word cleansing them just like we can. So that W says nothing cleans like the Word. That A says nothing cleans quite like appreciation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, thankfulness is a cleanser. If you're ever going through a challenge, if you're ever having a rough day, I challenge you just to stop for a minute and appreciate the goodness of God. I challenge you to be thankful for the things that you have and watch how things turn around in our lives. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1 and 12 that I thank Christ Jesus who has enabled me and counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. We should be thankful to God for allowing us the opportunity to minister. You know, think about it. Well, you know, when you go to a hotel, you may take a shower and towels are everywhere on the floor and your bed's not made and there are some things that are not clean. You leave the hotel room and you're gone for a few hours, and when you come back, guess what's happened? Everything there is clean again. The towels are placed back. They've been washed. They've been folded. They've been hung up in the right spot. And you come back and you enjoy coming back to your hotel room because no matter how you left it, you come back and it's clean. That's what appreciation does for us, my friends and neighbors. No matter how our lives take a turn, left or right, up or down, backward or forward, when we're thankful to God, then every time we wake up in the morning, we can be clean. Yes, my friends and neighbors, even Samuel 22 and 50 says, we give thanks unto the Lord, even among the heathen, we will sing praises to his name. I challenge you to open up your mouths and say, thank you, Jesus. I challenge you to be appreciative for all the things he's done and is doing in our lives. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about all the things, not just those big ones, but the small ones, and it'll clean like never before. That S in our WASH acronym reminds us that nothing refreshes, nothing cleans and revitalizes quite like soul winning. Yes, my friends, we live in a world that is hurting and we are the light of the world. We live in an earth on earth where it's a lot of wounds taking place, but we are the salt of the earth. The Bible says it's our responsibility to win the souls. Remember the Bible says in Proverbs 11 and 30, but he that winneth souls is wise. And then we also discover in 2 Timothy 4 and 5 that we should do the work of an evangelist and make foolproof our ministry. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should do the work of an evangelist. That means that every time you come in contact with people, they should see your light shining. When was the last time you talked to someone that was hurting or wounded, depressed, and defeated, and you gave them a word that lifted up their spirits and helped save their soul? When was the last time, my friends and neighbors, that you could say to someone, hey, come go to church with me. Let me take you to see what we do on Sundays. When was the last time you escorted someone to Bible study with you? My friends and neighbors, I tell you that nothing cleans quite like winning souls. You know, sometimes when a stain is rough in a garment, we'll put bleach in the washing machine. And that bleach makes sure that no matter how tough that stain is, that bleach will get it out. Well, when we win souls, my friends, it's just the spiritual way of saying it doesn't matter what situation a person's in. The light on the inside of us, the Spirit of God that's emanating throughout our lives can change any stain. Nothing's too dark. Nobody's situation is too bad. We can't give up on them. God did not give up on us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, even though our righteousness was as filthy rags, God knows how to clean us and has given us the power to be the light that guides other people to be cleaned as well. Then finally, my friends and neighbors, nothing cleans quite like humility. Yes, my friends and neighbors. See, many people think humility is modesty. That's not exactly what it is. Humility is different. The Bible outlines humility in 1 Peter 5 and 7 as casting all our care on God, realizing that God cares for us. That's the essence of humility, my friends and neighbors. See, pride says, I can do it all by myself. Pride says, I don't need any help. But humility says, no, I need some help. I'm going to call on God because he helps me with everything I need. See, many years ago, I had my grandmother didn't like, she never had a washing machine. She washed her clothes by hand. And she'd often say, oh, I don't need a washing machine. I can wash the clothes myself. But every now and then, the load got bigger than her hands could bear. And then she'd have to take all the clothes that she had and transport them to the laundromat and then put them in several machines because it was too much for her. My friends, what kind of load are you carrying? Are you trying to wash it all on your own? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, do like Big Mama did when her clothes got too heavy. She would take them to the laundromat. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he will wash us and make us clean. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.